Today's shir will begin the halachas of Beirer on Yom Tiv. Till now we discussed in Perek Gimel the halachas of Beirer on Shabbos. Now in Perek Dalet we will begin the halachas of Beirer on Yom Tiv. Today's shir is sponsored for Refuah Shleimah from Refuah Shleimah Teba Miriam. We wish her a complete refuah by her mishpacha. Anyone who would like to take part in sponsorships to make sure that these shiurim can continue, we need your help. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on the sponsor button, or else, alternatively, you can email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com. You'll find a link in the podcast, whatever it's called, below. And please help us continue these shiurim. We try to get them out a few times a week, but we need your sponsorships to make them happen. We begin Perek Dalet in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, in new prints on page paid Dalet, Sif Alef, Dinei Beir B'Yom Tov. We're going to see that Beir is very different on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. And now we're going to discuss Beir on Yom Tov. So we begin. Sif Alef, Meleches Beir Him Min HaMeleches HaMutaris B'Yom Tov. Beir, sorting, is from those melachos which is permitted to do on Yom Tov. Now, that does, you got to learn the rest of the parak first before you say, okay, I can do whatever I want. But the point is that, theoretically, inherently, there's no melacha deraisa of doing Beir on Yom Tov. But nevertheless, Chacham did say that certain things should not be done on Yom Tov, in the sense of Beir. The reason is, things which would be the nature to sort many at one time. It will give the appearance as if you are preparing for many days. So Chazal said that should not be done, even though your current intention is really only to do it for right now. Okay? Even if you did not have time to do it before Yom Tov. Therefore, ein menafen kemach b'Yom Tov, one should not sift flour on Yom Tov. Also, a nice and gavina b'Yom Tov, one should not make cheese. We'll see later in Sifyut Beis how that's done. One should not put milk in a very warm area so that it sours, right? When milk sours, it separates the cheese from the liquid, right? Some people call that skim milk. If you ever left a baby bottle in a car during a hot summer for a couple days, came back, found it under the seat, it looks like this clear water with thick cheese on the top. That's how cheese is actually made. I mean, you know, not in the bottom of a car, but, you know, essentially, same idea. So any of these types of things will be prohibited to do, even if doing so is for actual Yom Tov. So Siv Beis continues. But on the other hand, the type of beirer, the type of sorting that's generally done right before eating, and it's not generally done in large quantities for many days. So such a thing, you can do Breira, as we're going to explain. However, when one is doing Breira on a small amount, and it's for Yom Tov use, one should not use a keli that is generally used when doing Breira on a large amount. So he's going to explain some more details as we go on. But the point is, don't go take out a massive sifter from your closet to now sift out, you know, your two types of nuts. Sif Gimel, Habar Liver B'Yom Tov. Let's say you're going to do Breir on Yom Tov. We just said it's permitted. So now, in Maderach Liver B'Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach, let's say, generally, to do this Breir, you would use a Kli that's Miyuchad, a Kli that's meant for this type of sifting, sorting. My Napa, like a sifter, Lo Yiver B'Y. V'Breir B'Yad, right? You should not do so. He says, V'Breir B'Yad, B'Kli She'enim Miyuchad L'Kach, if you're going to do it by hand or with a kli that's not miyuchad, that's not designated for Breira, how should you do it? You should always look to do Breira in the simplest way possible, which means where as on Shabbos, even if it's more difficult to take Eichel from Pselis, one is obligated to do so. On Yom Tov, we say, go do it with the least amount of Terecha. It's Yom Tov. We don't want you to be busy. Therefore, in a case where there's more eichel than psalus, and to take the eichel out of the psalus, it's going to cause a bigger tircha from taking out the psalus. Give rice a psalas b'eichel. You could take out the psalas. You could take out the junk from the eichel, from the food. Right? On the other hand, if the eichel is thick and the psalas is thin, once again, so it's easier to take the eichel, so of course take the eichel. So the bottom line is, it's not eichel to take psalas, psalas to take eichel. You're going to go for the easier method, that which is less of a tircha. Continues, Haisa psoilus meruba ala eichel. In a case where there's more psoilus than eichel, Yivres eichel v'yinechas psoilus. Then, of course, you should take the eichel, the food part, and leave the psoilus. The gam imbreres eichel metecha psoilus, tigrim meterech godu yesim neisha psoilus gasa, the eichel hudak. In a case where the psoilus is thick and the eichel is thin, so it's easier to Yivres eichel v'yinechas psoilus, take the eichel and leave the psoilus. So the bottom line is, whichever way is easier, that's how you do it. Im kamas ha'oichel v'apsoilus yishav. What happens if the oichel and the psoilus is equal? Ve'im b'brei se'achar v'mterech gadol b'brei se'achar, yivrei se'am v'mshir tse. If it's equal, there's no difference whether you're going oichel or psoilus, harder, easier, says Rav Shem Zalman, then it does not matter how you do it. But he says, one second, if you could have done brei from before Shabbos, then you should be machmer and yomtiv like Shabbos, which means that these apples and oranges could have been easily separated before yomtiv. That would make no difference, right? It's not like it tastes different or whatever. You just decided to leave yomtiv. In such a case, you should do brayer, according to many, the way you would do it on Shabbos and only take the eichel from themselves. The hainu liver be'eichel v'chol oivin es eichel mtech ha'psoilus v'yaskin sam chesudasei. You should do it by hand. You should do it right before the meal. Says in such a case, you should try to do it the same way you would have done it if it was on Shabbos. If Dalet continues, Hamifatzeach egoizim, someone who's cracking nuts, egoizei adam or peanuts, biyamtiv. So yivro tzayichum mitech apsels, ayis apsels tech echel. You could take the echel from the apsels or vice versa. Blavachi might mitech. As long as you're going, but the easier the two methods. Ulam b'mikvah apsels mubal echel. In the case we are. There's a lot more psalus than eichel, then just take out the eichel and leave the psalus. I feel my day kachigram like terech godly yaser. It says, even if it's going to be a bigger tircha to take out the eichel, you should take out the eichel. And the reason for that is because the peels become muktzah. So by pulling that out, you're left with muktzah in your hands. And instead of just sticking your hand in and, you know, klachiyak, pushing away the psalus and taking out the eichel, so there's no problem of muktzah. So here, really, we're getting into a muktzah issue. And we're going to do bayer based on a way of making sure to minimize the bayer, the mukta issue. So if, hey, habol vashel kidneys, someone who comes to cook beans, the yeshbe and mutulas, and they're full of bugs, al yitin aysim b'mayim deshim talas yitzufu l'maylo, should not put them in water so that the dump the whole thing in water and let the bugs rise to the top. Should not do that. You'd be killing the bugs. And therefore, you should not do that. It may, right? Nevertheless, you should separate it in a way that you pull it out and leave the bugs behind. It mainly, iris, mukham by yam, you have rice checked before yam. Now, we're talking about not the bagged rice you buy in America that most people don't check. I mean, unless someone does, they can. But like if you buy fresh rice, or let's say this is on Pesach, and you know, the Sfardim, they have to check their rice. Mutter Luvdak Arias Latzerach Sudas Yamtiv, you're allowed to check the rice for the Sudas Yamtiv. Eichel Shi'ev Shahaya Livrar Lefne Yamtiv, a food that you could not have done the Breira, the sorting before Yamtiv, we're in Siv Vav now on the bottom page, Pei Hei. For whom an Eichel Shi'ena Derech Livrar Mehem Harbe Vasachas, it's not the type of thing that you would be doing large quantities for a couple of days at a time. Kigoin Cholav Shir Sichub Yamtiv, who is Chasekrum. This is if fat that got heated up, and you know, you see on top the floating fat that you want to remove. So you have pasta or noodles. They cooked in yamtiv, and they may be shum. They're in the water. You cook a pot of spaghetti, right? So always got to strain off the water. You don't serve the spaghetti in the water, right? So mutl varim ba'ivin shabarim yasechal. I feel misananas. So do you think a lot of you use a strainer? Some people have the top of the pot a strainer. However, you would separate it during the week. You can strain it on Yom Tov. If Zion, Psoilus, Kigurin, Let's say you have an insect or some other thing floating around, right? Fell into cooked food. You know, you're looking at your chalent, whatever food you're eating on Yom Tov, your meat sauce, and all of a sudden you see a bug in it. When you come to pull the bug out, you shouldn't take it out the way you do it during the week. It's mukzah. El yasreni yachad and mixas menatav. Shall take a spoon, do it with a shinoi, stick it in, and pull out the bug together with some of the actual source. We'll stop here. Today's shiur was sponsored for Fushlein for Wush Prinzipas David Miriam. To help sponsor this shiur, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on the sponsor share button or email rabbifishman, RABBI, FISHMAN@gmail.com.